Test day means we put away all our notes, and we do keep out a writing instrument of some sort, and all preparing our minds. The teacher will now hand out the test. As soon as you have the test, you can get started. You understand what the teacher is asking for. Do not be sure to ask the teacher what he's getting at. Don't make needless assumptions. These are all warnings based on past history. And more just from a few moments ago as well. Andrew later will testify of this in the class. I'm just trying to get you to relax. Some of you are so nervous. Is this your first Bible college test? Second, third, or something? Still nervous on these things. You'll do just fine. Make sure you understand the tenor of your test.
I'll pick up the extras in the back there.
Third or something. Still nervous on these things. You'll do just fine. Make sure you understand the tenor of your test.
I'll pick up the extras in the back there. College, elementary school. please. College, elementary school.
I
Thank you. I hope you all are doing all right with question one. It's the one we emphasized more than anything else, right from the very beginning of the class. Three key things. And I hate to see those blank on some of your papers. So three key things. We started right out with it pretty much in the class. So. Take a few more minutes and then we'll correct them. Person by person. Okay, finish what you're writing and then change your papers. I gave back files 3 and 4, and then we just handed out files 5 and 6. I hope you're all going to listen, because files 5 and 6 are due in 2 weeks, and that's the 4th of April. So files 5 and 6, which were just handed out, are due in 2 weeks, the 4th of April. And file 6 has 2 or 3 sections of questions in it, so... And then these are the last 2 files that you'll be given that you have to do homework on. There won't be any others. So we'll be all done with that. Put your name as corrector on the test. Yes, Val. Supposed to be there. If you don't have one with questions, then I'll be glad to supply one with questions. Maybe it's on the back side. I don't know. Well, class, don't panic. Well, actually, a horrible state of affairs. Questions are right, folks, right there. What I'll do... Now listen carefully to this, okay? I'll have to have the office run off on the copy machine just the page with questions for file number 5. They will be available in the business office. So you will be responsible to go in there and ask for the sheet of questions for file number 5 hermeneutics. And I'll go do that at 11 o'clock. I'll go ask them to do it. So they'll be there tomorrow. So don't go there today and ask them. Go there tomorrow or the next day and ask them, all right? I'm sure that you hope that you'd get off the hook there, but find a way to get around it. Now, in correcting the test, only correct your paper, the paper that's in front of you, in other words. If you ask me a question and it's from your test rather than this test that you're correcting, I will shoot you. I have a loaded 45 caliber pistol right here. I'll just shoot you right there. That'll be it. You'll be in heaven, of course. But so just pay attention to the paper that's in front of you. Please. Okay? All right, question number 1. In class and also in file number 11, we're given 3 keys to the proper interpretation of Scripture. These are essential to an in-depth study of God's Word. Name these 3. Now, there isn't any specific order, but they do have to have the 3 points. First one that I have is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If they have to be led by the Holy Spirit, or to be guided by the Holy Spirit, or to receive illumination from the Holy Spirit, it's wrong. It has to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the thing about it is that I emphasized it with every last bit of emphasis possible when we discussed it. Because these people out here writing commentaries and Christians, they are guided to a certain degree by the Holy Spirit if they're born again. But the difference is they're not filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes, Jack? Well, it's wrong. It's a tough luck situation. You're filled with the Holy Spirit. Not tough luck to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't misunderstand me. Yes.
What if they're being led and being filled?
Well, you can't argue with that. I'll have to accept that. Yes, Mr. Williams, I can figure out pretty much what you said. All right. Number B, you must have a true concept of the inspiration and the nature of the Bible. And... So if they have something along that line, but it has to definitely emphasize inspiration. There has to be something about inspiration, a true concept of inspiration. If they don't have that, I don't care what else they say, it won't be right. It has to emphasize inspiration somewhere along the line. Yes, Valerie?
Infallible?
No, that's not inspiration. sure, you'll say that it is, but it's not really. It doesn't say something's infallible doesn't explain what it really is. Or just because it's without error, that doesn't mean somebody, well, of course it means God wrote it. Well, yes, sure, I'll accept that, but it's not the right statement. See, when you begin to study and see why people hold all kinds of different positions, you begin to find out that one of the absolute keys to seeing where they really are in relationship with their walk with God and really understanding God and God's heart and God's mind, it will be their concept of inspiration. You will begin to see that the further and further away that you are from a proper concept of inspiration, the further that you're into liberalism and modernism. You'll see that, and it's a direct parallel every single time. So it's a very, very important point, extremely important. And then the last one is that you must have proper principles of hermeneutics. So it has to have something to do with hermeneutics. If they just have hermeneutics, that's half a point. It's a half off. It's not enough. See, most everybody has hermeneutics. That doesn't mean much. It's whether they're the right kind of hermeneutics. You read in a lot of these books on hermeneutics written by people that aren't spirit-filled, and the rules that they have are unbelievable. You can never follow them in a million years. They don't make any sense. They're 90% intellectual, and that's all they are. But the Bible is not 90% intellectual. So it has to be proper principles of hermeneutics or true principles of hermeneutics or something. There has to be a qualification. It can't just have hermeneutics. And I would guarantee that this is an important question not to forget after we've corrected it. I would recommend that you learn this question. And don't be surprised to see it again somewhere along the line. Okay, question number two. In our studies, we saw at least 13 ways in which the interpreter is separated from the Bible text. We're supposed to name six here. There's no proper order. I'll just name the 13. You make sure that they have at least six. Have a question, Marianne? Okay. First one is time. That's one of the 13. There's no order, I said. Doesn't matter how they're listed here. Time, culture, language, geography, climate, philosophy, law, education, sociology, botany, zoology, political life, and spiritual perspectives. And I'll read the list one more time. You try to determine if they have synonyms. If you're not absolutely sure, then I'll take questions. Time, culture and customs are one and the same thing. Language, geography, climate, philosophy, law, education, sociology, botany, zoology. They have, you know, different animals in the Bible than we're accustomed to. That's zoology, and different plants. That's botany. Political life and spiritual perspectives. Yes. Well, no, they can have synonyms, but they must be accurate. And you need to look carefully and see if they've said the same thing twice. If they have culture and customs, that's the same thing. So they have geography, and then they put different locations of cities and different cities and different terrain. Well, that's the same thing. Custom and time, those are two different things. They have customs and time, those are two things. Now, if they put two for like letter A, where they put two together, and then they miss letter D, where they put in one that isn't right, it's not that you get to substitute one in for them. They get that one wrong. Okay, so it isn't, say a lot of right ones and say one wrong one and so you don't get the wrong one counted wrong. No, if there's a wrong one there, no matter how many right ones they have, that one is wrong. So don't be too merciful here. Yes, Nancy?
How about age we are living in?
Age we are living in. Just like that, huh? What else do they have?
They had spiritual climate, geography, and culture.
Spiritual climate.
Uh-huh. And then they were unborn and dead more to death. And then geography and culture.
The age we live in would have to go with the spiritual climate, so I chose both of those.
Okay.
There's only one that really deals with it from a spiritual point of view, and if they have more than one from a spiritual point of view, then I can't accept it.
Okay.
Yes, Barbara?
Would background of period writing come in?
Background of period?
The background of the person writing.
Background of the person writing. Oh, it may, but it wasn't anything we said in class. If you said, that's just. What? Alan will take a writing class during the summer. You put a question mark by that one. Yes, Denise? No, not you, Robert. Unless you got a middle name that I don't know about. It's always ladies first. Denise? What? I can't hear you because there's a drone going through the class. Political. Just political. Political. What? Oh, I did. I'll probably accept it this semester. Well, it doesn't say anything. As a hint, when you write an answer on a test, make sure it says something. Just to say political. Political what? I can't accept it. It doesn't tell me anything. Well, yeah, you say politics. That's political isn't... I mean, you say, well, it's the same word. No, it's not. Yeah, it's an adjective. It's describing. What is it describing, though? It's like saying, putting down hot. Well, I'm in hot climate. You put down hot. What does hot mean? So it doesn't tell me anything. Oh, I know, Marion. It's just so frustrating, isn't it? Lips quivering. Head's turning red. You know, just Terry? Communication. Do they have language?
Yeah.
Okay, that's wrong. Communication. No. I would have accepted for language. That would have been stretching it. Huge bounds. But yes, Kitty.
She has felt up above, and then she has social norms and customs.
Well, that can go with sociology, so that'll be okay. Okay, well that's it. We'll go on. If you're not sure about yours, put a question mark by that and I'll look over. All right, question number three. In the discussion of file two, we found there to be five steps one must follow. Okay, you have to give the five steps and they must be in their proper order. Now, excuse me, write down the words that I give if they don't have them. I will accept more than these words this time, but I would like you to memorize these words. It would make it so much easier for you and for me, but it's for you. Okay, first one is the usual and ordinary sense. Take the word or the phrase or the scripture in its usual and ordinary sense. And now they said take it in its literal sense, if they have anything like literal or if they emphasize take it figuratively or something, that's wrong. It has to be usual and ordinary sense. Like we said in class, it could be literal or it could be figurative. It's not necessarily... Let me go through them and then you can ask your questions. The second one is the immediate phrases. Take the word, the passage, the scripture as it's connected to the immediate phrases. So now if you said the immediate words connected to it, that's fine. That would be phrases. If they say immediate context, that's not right because that's the next one. Immediate phrases. And I listed these on the board, and I said, these are what you're to know. So, I mean, I have some rights to be somewhat strict. Third one is the context. To take the word, the phrase, the scripture in light of the context. Context. You put immediate surrounding verses. I will accept something like that. But it's context. The next one is the whole passage. The whole passage. And then the next is parallel passages. So it's usual and ordinary sense, immediate phrases, context, whole passage, parallel passages. Those are the five steps. They're out of order. You go letter A should be this one, letter B should be this one. If they're not right lining up with the letters, then it's wrong. They have to be their exact order. So they could have all five. They could state all five right. They could all be out of order and be minus five. So it's a real...
So two of them are out of order, minus two.
Well, it's more or less you look at letter A, and if that one's right, that's okay. And then you look what should be for letter B, and if it's not there for letter B, that's wrong. If it's not there for letter C, then that's wrong. See, it's to do it that way. Take each letter individually and work with it like that. Yes, Marianne?
Yes, they have, like, for immediate phrases, adjacent verses.
Adjacent verses. No, if they had adjacent words, that would be fine. Adjacent verses is the context. That's what we described in class. Yes, Sue?
Immediate phrases is
surrounding phrases. Oh, that's fine. Yeah. Okay, if you have any other questions, put a question mark by it, and I'll look at it. Question number four. There are two scriptures which are necessary, so you have to list those two. And now notice, I say name these two references, so it isn't just two scripture verses. It can be more than just two verses. And this is an important point because of what I brought out in class. Then I said, give me the key phrase. I said, if you had to just memorize the two ones that I spent all the time on, you would have no problem with this. It's Acts 2:4, and it's Romans 8:26 and 27. They have Acts 2:1, that's wrong. They have Acts 2:4 and 5, that's wrong. They have Romans 8, verse 26, that's wrong. They have Romans 8, 27, that's wrong. 27 and 28, that's wrong. It's 26 and 27. Those are the two references. Now, there can't be any questions on that part of it. How can there be? Patty, explain this to me. Yeah, that's right. The third part is to give me the phrase from one of the two verses, and that's as the Spirit gives the utterance.
I want to say this.
No. Each letter is a whole point. So
that's right.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, the scriptures, I'm sorry. The scriptures are half point each. That's right. I didn't remember how I graded it. I thought that I had one for each one. I'm sorry. That is my error. Humbly asking your forgiveness. Yes. You won't forgive me. Thanks, Darrell. Each scripture is worth a half point. And then the key phrase is worth a whole point. So if they don't have Acts 2:4, that would be minus a half. If they don't have Romans 8, 26 and 27, that's minus a half. If they don't have the right phrase, and that's minus one full point. Yes?
What if they have the right phrase, but they've added other phrases to them?
Such as?
All scriptures inspired of God. They all spoke in tongues that the Spirit gave the utterance.
It is not the same thing. I'll take a half off. Now, let me tell you this. When we correct a test, learn this for every class that you're ever in. The teacher corrects it. So you let him decide. Don't you tell me what they meant, and don't you say if it's the same thing. See, that ruins the whole thing. You just keep your mouths closed, and one person talks at a time, and then I make a decision. That's the way to do it. That's the only way it works, I guarantee. If you try to do it any other way, it doesn't work. Everybody gets frustrated, the teacher and the students. So you let me decide, okay? So I'll take a half off on that one, okay? The next question. In Matthew 5:18, Jesus mentioned the jot and the tittle. What truth concerning the Word of God was he revealing? He is emphasizing full inspiration. That's the truth. Full inspiration. If you just put inspiration, I'll give you a half point. It's full inspiration. It has to be qualified. Yes, Robert?
But the inspiration of the Bible, all God breathed.
All God breathed. Well, I'll accept that. With that qualification, that's fine. Yes, Mary, Catherine? Darrell, let him correct your test, okay? Yes. Go ahead. Inspired, is it? No, I won't accept it. See, it's not talking about... Yes, he's saying that these things won't pass away. But he's emphasizing something else. There's an important principle that underlies what he's really saying. And that is full inspiration. that everything came right from God. That's the key. And you can say, well, inspiration and that saying the same thing, but it really doesn't say the same thing. It's full inspiration. Full, complete, total inspiration. That God gave every last word. Now, obviously, if God gives every word, it's not going to pass away until it's fulfilled. But that doesn't say the underlying truth. And that's the key. And that's what I brought out in class. So it isn't like, don't be mystified by my accepting only a certain answer. I emphasize it in class because every time this question has been answered, it's been answered these two ways. And only one is right. Alan.
How about everything in the Word is God's Word. Like everything in the Word.
Is that what it says? How does it read?
Every punctuation and mark and everything was God's word.
Take a half off. Okay, question number six. If you have a question, put it by it. Okay, question number six. Hermeneutics is to serve one main task or purpose. Name this task. It's to eliminate the gap between the reader and the Bible text. To eliminate the gap between the reader and the Bible text. That's the answer. Okay, question number seven. There are four basic principles one must continually apply in the interpretation of Scripture. Name these four principles. These are not the Bible is the Holy Spirit is the guide, be intellectually honest, etc. Here are the four principles. The Bible is inspired and infallible. That's point number one. If they only have the Bible's inspired, that's half off. They have the Bible's infallible, that's half off. It must be the Bible is inspired and infallible. Second one, do not take Scripture out of context. Now, there isn't any definite order because I didn't tell you that there was, so just make sure they have these. Don't take the Scripture out of context. That's the second one that I have. Third one, admit no doctrine contrary to the general tenor of the whole Bible. So they say something like that, emphasizing there's a general tenor of the Bible and you're not to take anything contrary to that, something along that line. And the last one is do not form opinions from small, detailed portions of Scripture. Those are the four, given in class, just like that. Yes, the Bible is inspired and infallible. Don't take Scripture out of context. Admit no doctrine contrary to the general tenor of the whole Bible. Don't form opinions from small, detailed portions of Scripture. Mary Catherine, question?
Number one, the verbal lettering in the original Greek no infallible.
How can I argue with such a thing? Sounds like a repeat of Bible authenticity, doesn't it? Very good, Mr. Barnett. Patty.
Look at context in relation to purpose and meaning.
No. Yes, Robert.
Read Scripture in context.
Yeah, but that doesn't tell me don't take Scripture out of context, so I won't take that. Yes, Matthew.
We had small detailed portions of Scripture.
Read what he says.
Never based doctrine on one.
On one scripture
word.
Scripture word. I'll give him a half. Yes.
Scripture is the best interpreter of Scripture.
Amen, but that's wrong. Okay, multiple choice. The term hermeneutics comes from the Greek word hermeneuo. What is the meaning? It's letter A, to interpret. Question number one is letter A. Question number two, the Bible is to be interpreted in a certain way. Which way is it to be done? It's letter D. Some parts literal and some figuratively according to the intent of the author. Some will want to argue that letter E is right, all by revelation, and it is not right. All by revelation will turn into fanaticism. Question three, the Bible as a book can be described in different ways of the following which is correct. It's letter E. Authored by God is instruction from God to man. Number four, the Bible promises that the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. Which of the following fully explains how this is to be accomplished? Now the question arises between D and E. It has to be letter D because it emphasizes that you must be dependent upon God's Spirit as well as using principles of hermeneutics. Letter E, if you notice it really carefully, it puts the whole burden on you. And that's the big difference. You try to interpret the Bible with a burden upon yourself, you'll end up in fully separated from God. You'll be in a horrible state. So it's letter D for question four. Question number five, there are many rules for effective Bible study which are very important. Which one of the following is not a rule that we should use in our study? It's letter C. Parallel passages are important but not really need to be consulted, only necessary in extremely detailed study. And that's not true. You need to be consulting parallel passages all the time. Okay, now, If you can add up the minus points because you have no question mark on your paper, well then do so and just put the minus number at the top. If you have a question mark on the test, then don't do anything more with it. Just make sure that the question mark is clear and that you have a question mark on the front and then the numbers of the questions that you want me to look at. Okay? So if there's no, if you have no questions, we don't have time to take any questions right now. So the only thing you can do, if you have no questions on the test, then put the minus wrong at the top. Okay? But if there is a question, then put a question mark at the top of the paper, also a question mark by the appropriate question, and then give those numbers at the top of the paper so I know exactly which questions to look at. Robert, you have a question? Okay. Then pass the papers in.
If we have a question on our own, same problem. Same situation. Put a question mark and the number of questions.
Yeah, same thing. As soon as you've handed your test in, you're ready to go. Proper understanding of nature, you know, by way of inspiration, and then hermeneutics, proper understanding of nature. That's one of the things I mentioned, but not there.
Thank you.